Chapter 4 Tweedledum and Tweedledee. They were standing under a tree, each with an arm round the other's neck, and Alice knew which was which in a moment, because one of them had Dum embroidered on his collar and the other Dee.
"I suppose they've each got Tweedle round at the back of the collar,"
she said to herself. They stood so still that she quite forgot they were alive, and she was just looking round to see if the word Tweedle was written at the back of each collar, when she was startled by a voice coming from the one marked Dum.
"If you think we're waxworks,"
he said,
"you ought to pay, you know. Waxworks weren't made to be looked at for nothing. No how.
Contrariwise,"
added the one marked D,
"if you think we're alive, you ought to speak."
"I'm sure I'm very sorry,"
was all Alice could say, for the words of the old song kept ringing through her head like the ticking of a clock, and she could hardly help saying them out loud.
"Tweedledum and Tweedledee agreed to have a battle, for Tweedledum said Tweedledee had spoiled his nice new rattle. Just then flew down a monstrous crow as black as a tar barrel, which frightened both the heroes so they quite forgot their quarrel."
"I know what you're thinking about,"
said Tweedledum,
"but it isn't so. No how.
Contrariwise,"
continued Tweedledee,
"if it was so, it might be. And if it were so, it would be. But as it isn't, it ain't. That's logic."
"I was thinking,"
Alice said very politely,
"which is the best way out of this wood? It's getting so dark. Would you tell me, please?"
But the fat little men only looked at each other and grinned.